This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony. Gustav Mahler's First Symphony was one of the most audacious and controversial symphonic debuts in history, but it took several years and numerous revisions before it reached the form we know and appreciate today, and the most significant of those revisions may have been the removal of an entire movement, a movement that was actually one of Mahler's earliest adult compositions, and which eventually took on a concert life of its own almost 100 years later. The history of the piece we now know as Blumina, or Bouquet of Flowers, begins in 1884, when the 23-year-old Mahler was serving as music director for the town of Kassel in Germany. He was asked to write incidental music for a play based on a comic poem called The Trumpeter of Seckingen. Mahler thought his score was pretty lightweight, but he was pleased with it, and audiences agreed. The play was revived several times in several different cities. 4 years later, Mahler went back to the score to adapt one of the scenes for what would become his Symphony No. 1. Interestingly enough, he kept the trumpet. The original structure of Mahler's First Symphony included five movements and was billed as a symphonic poem in two sections. It followed a program that Mahler had mixed feelings about. He eventually disavowed it entirely, but you can still follow it even in the revised version of the work. The first section included the first two movements of the final version that we know today, separated by an additional andante movement called Blumina. Mahler said they were meant to depict spring, happy daydreams, and a wedding procession, respectively. The second section contained what are now the symphony's last two movements, and in the symphonic poem version, they were said to represent a funeral march to accompany the burial of a poet's illusions, followed by an advance towards spiritual victory. A critic who reviewed the Budapest premiere of Mahler's First Symphony in 1889 described the Blumina movement as a serenade in which we easily recognize the lovers exchanging their tender feelings in the silence of the night, end quote. Mahler himself had called it a sentimentally indulgent movement, a love episode, and a youthful folly of the character imagined as the hero of the symphonic poem's narrative. That premiere performance, by the way, was an utter failure, and Mahler always blamed that bad reception for the difficulties he had being accepted as the great composer he knew he was. "My time will come," he said, and eventually it did. By 1896, Mahler had cut Blumina from the symphony, and it was effectively forgotten for 60 years. Mahler had given the manuscript to a pupil whose family eventually offered it for sale at a Sotheby's auction in 1959. It eventually ended up in the Yale University Library and was finally published in 1968. Orchestras will occasionally insert it into a complete performance of the symphony, but in concert or recorded, it usually appears on its own as a kind of musical orphan. Mahler's admission that Blumina is a sentimental piece goes along with its construction, very simple, based on very simple materials. The principal melody both opens and closes the piece. And you could easily imagine it played by a palm court orchestra or a seaside resort band. The middle section, however, develops the melody in a more lush direction. And the opening melody returns, bringing Blumina to its serene conclusion, with none of the extremes of emotion or instrumentation that would become one of Mahler's hallmarks. The general consensus is that Mahler did the right thing in removing Blumina from the First Symphony. It would become an awkward, albeit charming, transition between the pastoral opening and the over-the-top country dance that follows it. It also pushes the symphony's running time well beyond the one-hour mark. But as one of Mahler's earliest surviving pieces, it's a fascinating study for some of the moments of pure and simple beauty that fill his later works. The forgotten orphan turns out to have royal blood and has grown into a beautiful princess on its own. This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony.